Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us and hop in here for a trip report. We're headed down to Dallas, Texas today with listener Amber to talk about her vacation with her family of 12, extended family, in January down at the Polynesian Resort. They were there for Marathon Weekend, and members of her family ran the various distances. Amber and her husband ran their first Run Disney event. They ran the half marathon on Saturday. They had friends running the full marathon on Sunday. They went and cheered that. We spent a lot of time talking about the Polynesian, Trader Sam's, meals at Crystal Palace, Hollywood and Vine, touring the theme park. So it's not all Run Disney, trust me. It's more theme park talk and resort talks, and that's why you're here. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget three ways to support the Be Our Guest podcast quickly. Book your next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. That really helps support everything we do. Drop by themagicforless.com today to check out all the great free services they offer to you. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. But please mention the show when it asks where you heard about them. So again, over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You're still getting all those Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase helps support the show. beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, if you really want to help us during these slow times in travel, become a patron of the show over at patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. We have lots of polls, discussions, photos from years gone by with the show, behind-the-scenes stuff, and a mini podcast every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest, just for our patrons. And thank you to everybody who has joined. We sure appreciate it so very much. So check it out today over at patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for another great trip report on a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Today, you are in for a treat. We're going to be talking about a trip from back. Well, we didn't even know that life was about to change so much, so drastically. Right before this trip, we're going to talk some Run Disney, but not all. If you're one of those people who says, Run Disney, I got to tune out. Hang on. We're talking Galaxy's Edge. We're talking Fuzzy Tauntauns. We're talking Rise of the Resistance. We're talking all kinds of theme park stuff. But there will be a little running in there. Come on, give me something. All the races are getting canceled, people. I need to have some talk. So we're having a good time with the trip report. We're heading down to Dallas, Texas, home of high school football at its best, hopefully. I'm just praying that it'll happen. We need football in the South. Amber, thanks for joining us today. How you doing?
Hey, I'm so good. Thanks for having me, Mike. I love the podcast, and it's been a goal of mine to get to talk to you and be on here. So this is so fun.
You need loftier goals.
Well, you know, your goals kind of shift during COVID-19.
Yes, they do. Yes, I know. Like, you know, it's funny now just taking my Jeep to Taco Bell is like it's like a Disney cruise. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I get to get out and see the sun and drive.
Oh, yeah. It is vacation. Just going out.
Yeah. So how are things going down in Texas way? I know that different parts of the country are kind of, you know, things are going. I know Houston's having a lot of trouble. You guys hanging in there in Dallas?
Yeah, we're hanging in. There's still a lot of cases. Seeing a slight decrease after a very long increase. So that's slightly encouraging. But yeah, everybody's wearing their masks. They're mandatory everywhere. And everybody's following all the guidelines. And bars are closed, but restaurants are 50% capacity. So you can go to a few places.
Sounds good. And Dak Prescott, did he sign? I mean, is that the talk of the town, right? Dak? No?
I actually don't know.
You don't know?
I am the worst Texan. I'm not the biggest football fan. So
I figured that's what everybody's talking about down there is old Dak, the quarterback for the Cowboys. Anyway, all right. Let's talk some Disney. That's why you're here. So we're going to be talking about a trip you took last January. I went down in February. I didn't know the world was going to change within a couple of weeks of getting home from Princess.
Yeah.
You were there for Marathon Weekend. I was there for Marathon Weekend. Same time. Great weekend. Smoking hot on Sunday, by the way. I still remember that one. But let's talk about it. So before we get into the trip in January, give us some background on why Disney for you? Did you grow up with it? You know, what's kind of your backstory when it comes to your Disney story?
Yeah, so we were really fortunate growing up. My grandparents actually lived in, and my grandma still lives in Sarasota, Florida. So every time we would go visit them in Florida, part of our visit would be driving 2 hours to Orlando and staying and doing the Disney thing. So I went probably once every year for most of my life up until I was an adult. And then it got a lot less that way, which is sad. So this trip in January was a big deal because it was kind of the first time of all of us going together again like we did in the old days when we were kids.
So you had a family of 12 that went down in the email that you sent me when we kind of first contacted about this show. So how does this come together, especially when you guys go down for a Run Disney weekend? Marathon weekend is the biggest Run Disney event. It's got the 5, the 10, the half, and the full. Like, and you guys kind of all ran different distances and did a lot of different stuff. So even before you start initially planning, like, how does that come up? Does it come up at Christmas while you're unwrapping the gifts the year before? Or does it, like, what's the story of this coming together?
Yeah, we all love Disney, and then we have several runners in the family, and it was always kind of a dream to get to do one of the Disney races. So it was on the radar, and then I think it was about like 3 years ago, we tried to do it and had no luck registering. We just didn't understand how it worked and couldn't get in, even with three people and three computers, weren't able to get registered. And then ended up going through a trip planner and being successful when we tried again, like a year and a half later. So we planned it pretty far in advance. And yeah, obviously when you have that big group and one of the runs, you had to start really early planning. So I think it was in the works for about a year and a half.
Nice.
If I remember right.
So with it being a Run Disney focused vacation, of course, lots of theme park time, lots of, you know, resort time as well. Did you guys, because, you know, this is something that's different with most vacations, is you got to train leading up to a Run Disney weekend. Did you guys kind of hold each other accountable? Did you do some kind of virtual, like, check-ins with everybody and you know, get through your training that way?
Yeah, I think every time we got together, we'd be like, how's the running going? You know, especially the ones that were doing specific races together. So, like, my husband and I were doing the half, so we were training together. So we had each other, but we would, like, text my cousin's husband or my brother or my dad and just be like, oh, like, you know, did you do your runs this week? How's it going? How are you hanging in there? And like my dad asked for like all the running gear for Christmas,
yes,
trying to get into it. And yeah, got Runner's Magazine for him and just tried to all channel our inner runner.
Yes. The sneakers get brighter colors and the shorts get shorter. And that's how you know I think that's how you know you're trying to become a runner. I'm not, but I try. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. So that's really cool. Now, when you guys started thinking about your accommodations, did everybody stay at the Polynesian or did just you, or how'd that work out?
We all stayed together at the Polynesian. We had a row of us. So we had like five rooms in a row all together. So we could just run down to each other's doors and it was a lot of fun.
So what was the age range of folks? Because you mentioned you and your husband ran the half together. You know, not everybody, but like youngest to the oldest and the dynamics of the group.
Yeah. As far as on the trip, we had 2 2-year-olds. My husband and I don't have kids. It's for my cousin's kids. And then we had up to my grandma, who's in her 70s, but you would never know it. She's gorgeous and very lively, so you would never know she's in her 70s. But it was a wide age range, you know. My parents are in their 50s, and then my cousins and my husband and my brother and I were all in our late 20s, early 30s. So,
cool. So now, had you stayed at the Polynesian before, or was this your first time?
We loved the Polynesian. It had been a while though since we'd gotten to stay there, so it was really cool to get to go back there and go together. I don't think we had ever been all together like that. I think there was maybe a few trips where it was like one of the nuclear families that got to go, kind of thing.
So I guess it helps having a group that size, especially when you have two toddlers in the mix, because one of the questions we get all the time is, especially for folks that are going down for their first Run Disney event, like this was for you, is that, you know, when you have that mixed group, especially within one room, now you guys didn't, you had your own room, which was great. But when you have, you know, folks that are running and you got to get up at 2:30 in the morning, get yourself ready and get on a bus, mm-hmm. and then folks that are not, I mean, I guess having extra people there really did help out because you had kind of your built-in cheer squad, you had your built-in support team. Right. Sounds like the perfect way to go.
Yeah, it really was, because on the days that, you know, we had built-in childcare, like you said. My mom and my grandma, they didn't run, so they did great making sure the two-year-olds stayed busy and had fun while mom and dad or one of the other ran their race. So
nice.
And they were awesome cheerleaders.
Yes. Yeah. It's always good to have. I mean, I remember when I ran my first marathon, you know, because I'd run many of the, you know, other races throughout the years. But my first marathon, I told my wife and, you know, the girls, I wanted them to be there at the finish line because it was, you know, it was I said that was going to be the only one I ever do. And I've done a few since, wow. But it was, you know, it's just so special to have your loved ones there, your friends. That mm-hmm. That's such a great point to bring up. So let me ask you something else. Now, I love hearing about first Run Disney experiences, because obviously when social media, you see the pictures, you hear all, you know, there's so many, we have the lizards, there's all kinds of other running groups. You know, all the pictures, the highlights, everything's out there. The podcasts talk about all the experiences. But walk me through, like, maybe something that surprised you, like going to the expo and then race morning. Give me some of the highlights of it from a first-timer's perspective.
Yeah, I definitely think the expo was a highlight. I didn't expect it to be quite so fun. I think I was a little nervous about it because, it's so big. I didn't know what to expect. I was like, am I going to be able to get all my stuff? And I had my name legally changed since I had registered because I got married. And I was like, oh, no, are they going to let me have my bib?
Seriously, you do not want to play with those people when it comes to stuff like that. I mean, it's like it takes an act of Congress to get moved up in a corral or something and to get your stuff. I mean, my daughter has left her ID, my adult daughter has left her ID back in the room. And I mean, we got to go all the way back to Pop Century and get that ID because they're not giving those bibs. You joke about that, but you dodged a bullet, man. That's no, they're not kidding.
I scoped out the race volunteers. I was like, who looks the nicest? Yes.
I did that when I had to get my corral changed last time. That's exactly the truth. I was like, that lady, please let me. And you wait there. It's kind of like at the bank. Like, you know, you just wait here for the next available person. And you're just like praying like, oh, I've seen this lady churn 17 people down. Please don't let me get her. I'm done. You know, yeah, totally.
And I was shocked. It was not crowded at all when we went to the expo. It was amazing. And so we had a really great experience. We got the airbrush tattoos. We bought our merch and took pictures with all the characters and just had a lot of fun. And it was kind of like that kickoff, like, okay, we're all here. We're doing it. It's happening.
Yep. When you walk in Wide World of Sports, it kind of, at least for me, it kind of starts to become real, you know, because you see there's an energy of all the runners kind of, they're not running around, but you can tell, you know, people are there to get either walking out with their little baggies with their bibs. And like you said, there's hoodies and sweats and all that stuff. And it's just, you know, they have the pumped up music playing as you go through the complex. Yeah, the expo is definitely when it sets in that I'm here for a Run Disney weekend. It gets me excited. I mean, sometimes they have countdowns. Did you guys get any cool merch? Because I wish they didn't have the Run Disney stuff because I spend way too much on it. But I mean, that's what everybody always wants to know. Did you find anything that was fun?
I got the special marathon ears, the Mickey ears, mm-hmm. That say like Marathon 2020 and have all the parks on the ears. And then I got this Run Disney spirit jersey that I'm wearing.
Yep, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah, they get your money for the races and then for the merch. So, and that's, you know, just a tip for marathon weekend, ask for Disney gift cards for Christmas because then you get to use them a few weeks later. So that's,
man, hindsight's 2020.
No, it's easy on the family and it's easy on me because I'm like, okay, I'll get whatever I want when I get down there. And then I spend them all. Okay, so let's talk about race morning. And then we'll kind of get into the theme park side of stuff. So you guys did the half together, which happens on Saturday, of course, getting up in the middle of the night, getting on the bus, getting over to Epcot, into the corrals. As I recall, Saturday, I think, was nice weather this year.
Yeah, Saturday was not bad. It was pretty doable. I mean, it got hot as we went on, but at first it was pretty bearable.
Yeah, so what did you think? I mean, because it's like you're just throwing it into a sea of humanity. you just like walk towards the million porta potties. You know, there's a DJ in the middle of a parking lot at 3:30 in the morning, yelling, encouraging stuff. Then you get over to the corrals. There's fireworks. There's Mickey Mouse. And all of a sudden you're like, holy cow, I'm running down these roads. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. So what surprised you? What was the highlight of the races for you?
I was not prepared for the corrals. If I ever do it again, I will definitely submit a qualifying time so I'm not in H or whatever we were in. But you know, I was definitely, that part was a little anxiety inducing for me. And I saw you from a distance, Mike, and I was like, oh, that's Mike. He's from the podcast. And I was like, I want to go talk to him, but I'm too anxious. I got to get to my corral.
That's true. I'm the same way. I'm like, I'm such a rule follower. I get so nervous. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I got to get in that corral. Like I'm the worst, you know, cause some people are like, I'm just gonna get in the corral with like 5 minutes to go. You know, these people, I've done enough races. I should be that person. Like I know like when corral C is about going to go out. Cause you know, it's about 5 minutes each. I can figure it out, but nope, I got to be the person who's in that corral. Like at 4:15, the race ain't starting till 5:30. Like I guarantee you nobody's going anywhere, but same thing. I get nervous.
Yeah, so that part was like not my favorite part, but then as soon as we started to get going, it was really cool just to take it all in, see the cartoons playing, see the characters, and just loved getting to run through Magic Kingdom. That was my favorite part, running through the castle.
Yeah. Did you get a lot of good pictures? You guys have Memory Maker? You guys annual pass holders,
yeah,
anything like that?
We did. We got some great Memory Maker photos. My favorite one is my husband and I crossing the finish line holding hands, and we were just so happy and so tired, and it was just neat to do that with him.
You got to scope out where the cameras are, because especially if you're doing like run, walk, run, because I did that for years and years, and my rule was I don't want to get caught by a photographer walking, even though it's cool to walk. I did it all the time. It was like, see a photographer run, and then it got past. I'm like, okay, I'll walk again.
Exactly. I might have sped up a little bit every time I saw a camera.
Got to look like you're really, really getting it. You know, I was setting a record at that point. Yeah. No, you're right. It is so fun. So real quick, and then we'll get into the theme park stuff, but what advice would you offer somebody that's thinking about maybe doing their, I hate to say this in this current instance, because I'm scared somebody's going to sign up for their first run Disney event and they'll be canceled. But under normal circumstances, what would you tell somebody that's, you know, they want to try it for the first time, they haven't, this is your, you know, you just did your first one. So what'd you learn? What would you tell them?
Oh, I would definitely say it's a once in a lifetime experience to do, but if you can submit a qualifying time, mm-hmm, even if you're not a fast runner, it makes a difference. Like I'm not particularly fast. So I didn't think it would matter, but I think it actually would have mattered. And it would have been nice not to wait quite so long to get started at the beginning, because you kind of get tired just with
you
all
do.
The waiting.
Yeah. My back locks up if I stand there too long.
Yeah. Totally. So I think that was a big lesson for us of just go ahead and do a local race and submit a time.
Yes. Good thought. Yeah. I know I ran my fastest half marathon March 7th, and this whole year is probably gonna be wiped out, and I'm probably not even gonna be used that time. I'm so mad, because I was like, yeah, I finally got a good time, and yeah, probably won't be any races, and that thing will be expired. So but 2020 is just getting me. I mean, Ample Hills, Wine and Dine half marathon, just what else is going away?
What else? That's brutal. I know.
All right, so let's talk about the theme park. So if it's got side of the running, so you guys stayed at the Polynesian, you're right there next to the Magic Kingdom. Did you focus on the Magic Kingdom? Did you go everywhere? How'd that go?
Well, it was a short trip, so we just did one park each day that we were there, and that first day that we were there, we went to Magic Kingdom. It was early magic hours for resort guests, so we went, we rope dropped. It was super fun. Got on Seven Dwarfs for my first time, first thing in the morning, and I think... It was only a few of us that went that early because my dad and my cousin were doing the 10K that morning. So they were off doing that. And then some of us went ahead and went into Magic Kingdom to get as much done as we could.
Nice.
But we had a great day, hit all the highlights. Splash Mountain was closed that day, so we didn't get to do that. But we really did everything. And it was really special because it's my husband's first time in Disney World. So it was fun showing him all my favorites. And yeah.
Oh, wow. See, now that's even bigger than your first run Disney race. It was your husband's first time, and you have basically grown up there. You have this connection to the place. So how did you, And then he's running a race on top of it. Like, so how did you prepare him for the intensity of this is a different vacation than a typical, like, go to Pensacola Beach or something?
Yeah, he had at least been to Disneyland a long time ago when he was a little kid. So he had some frame of reference, you know. And I think his family, you know, likes to do as much as they can too. So I think he was prepared for that part. And I think he's been around my family enough to know that we're kind of nuts. And so I think he had realistic expectations.
So what do you think stood out to him? Was there anything that surprised him? I mean, was it the size of Walt Disney World? Was there some attraction he really liked that maybe you weren't expecting?
You know, I think for him, it was all about Pandora. That blew him away the most. He would live in Pandora if he could. Absolutely loved it. Flight of Passage forever. That's him. So he and I fight about if Flight of Passage or Rise is better. And, you know. He loved Pandora. He thought that was incredible. And he loved the projections from all the shows, like the projections on the castle. That totally blew him away. And he was amazed by that technology.
See, I love when people go for the first time and really get to experience things. And it is interesting because I think the people who kind of, and this is kind of more like my story too than a typical Disney fan, is that I didn't grow up watching the movies. I still don't watch a ton of the movies. I'm more drawn to Walt Disney World for the logistical stuff. Like, how do they get this many people that many different places relatively on time and efficiently? Like you said, the technology of, for, you know, mapping the projections to a castle, the, you know, the whole experience of Rise of Resistance, how it's like four or five attractions, experiences all meshed together. I love that stuff. And I think there's a lot of folks that maybe don't have a strong background with Disney that you can go and appreciate Walt Disney World for that, this logistical technology side of it all.
Yeah, and he definitely appreciates like how things work, and so that was a highlight for him, I think.
Very cool. So you guys did one. So then did the folks that run the 10K, they meet up with you, or did they go? I mean, after you're on 10K, you gotta get breakfast. Forget, you know, meeting up. But I mean, what'd they do? Did you guys all meet up eventually?
Yeah. They joined us in the parks when they could. And so how I planned our fast passes for the family was that we would have at least one fast pass a day that was all together, that wasn't height restricted. So we always knew we were going to sync up again for that fast pass. And then we had dinner together every night. Nice. So, and then other than that, you could stay together or you could branch off. So it was kind of nice. It was a nice balance. So I think we saw them pretty early in the day for Peter Pan. Yeah. They met up with us like mid-morning for Peter Pan.
That's a good thing for folks who don't know. If you run a Run Disney race, they start them so early in the morning, like a 10K will start at 5:30 in the morning. And most people are done with the 10K within an hour and a half of, you know, you don't know. Not only the front of the pack starts at 5:30, you might start at 6 if you're toward the back, or 6:15. But typically everybody's done in about 90 minutes to 2 hours. So you can literally, you know, have breakfast with your family and be back, you know, and I mean, you want to catch a shower and probably change clothes. But yeah, it's, the good news is when you do a Run Disney event, other than maybe the marathon on Sunday, you still have the whole day in front of you. Now you're tired, your dogs are barking, but you still have a full day. So that's good.
Absolutely. Yeah. They were troopers and they just still did it all that day.
Now, did you take the lead on all the planning as far as like ADRs, fast passes, stuff like that?
My mom and I both kind of did. I did all the fast passes, and then I would like kind of talk about things with my mom as far as the dining stuff went. But yeah, I had a lot of fun doing all the fast passes. This was my first time doing it with the new system. It had been a long time since we'd been. So it was different having to like get up at 6 in the morning and book all your fast passes.
There you go. It's good news for right now. We don't have to worry about that. So.
Right. Yeah, that's a silver lining, right?
We don't get to see the projections on the castle, though. Well, we're good. I'll be back. I'm sure they're sitting on a shelf somewhere. All right. Mm-hmm. So now you guys were all together. So you were on, you know, doing your race on Saturday, the half marathon. So again, that takes a bit longer. And then it looks like you had your brother and your cousin's wife were running on Sunday, the full marathon.
Yep.
You kind of mentioned your race experience on Saturday, but the full marathon, did you guys go to see the finish to that? Because that's a good news about the full marathon, people. If you're an observer, you can still not have to get up at 5:30 in the morning and make it to the end because it's such a long race. That's a great. And I'm telling you, if you've never been, even if you don't have anybody, like any dogs in the fight, you know, so to speak, it is awesome just to watch in Epcot as people are coming in for their marathons, because you see so many people first time marathon at Disney, and you'll see people crying, you'll see people laughing because they're hallucinating, I think, you know, you'll see people with drinks, you'll see people skipping. I mean, you will see everything at the finish of a marathon. So did you guys get a chance to catch the end and see your loved ones there?
Yes, that was really awesome, because we didn't actually have a ticket for Epcot this year. So we kind of still got a little taste of Epcot when we went for that time. And yeah, it was really cool watching my brother finish. He did amazing. It was really horrible conditions. The heat was extra intense this year for the marathoners. So I was just so proud of him for finishing. And I didn't get to see my cousin's wife finish. It took her a little longer. And she kind of just told everybody, like, don't wait for me. But she did great too. And we were so proud of her as well. But I did not envy them. They were just wiped.
Yeah. the conditions were horrific on Sunday. I mean, I've run in sleet and snow for a half marathon out at Walt Disney World. And that was not even close to as, it was just so hot and the sun was out. The sun baked us. And I ran a pretty decent time just for the fact that I just wanted to be done. I was like, I'm either going to die or I'm going to finish this thing quick. Cause
get out of this is to keep
exactly.
Running.
Eventually this will be over. I just got to keep moving. But it was so hot. And you did really see people that were, you know, people that finished and people that didn't finish that made, say, you know, 15 miles, 17 miles, like under the conditions, it was just incredible to see people pushing themselves, because you got to remember most people, now maybe not you all, because you're down in Texas, but a lot of people, like I was coming from Missouri where my training for the last 3 months had been like in 20 degree weather. And then all of a sudden you're running in like 85. It's like, oh my Lord, that made it feel like it was 110, you know? So it was shocking for January. I'm used to cold conditions. And it was neat seeing everybody push through. Cause for the most part, you saw people dropping though. I saw a lot of people puking on the course. I'm sorry if you're eating breakfast, but yeah, it was just to tell you, it was tough. People were going the extra mile.
I mean, I cried happy tears and I wasn't even in it. I was like, this is amazing. I was so relentless. They crossed the finish line. It's just, it really is incredible to watch.
Oh yeah. Cause I finished and I came back in Epcot and immediately got a second cause I had a margarita when I always have a margarita to finish the marathon. It's my tradition. Nice. But then I came through and got a second one and a big old order of nachos. This was like at 10:30 in the morning. Tearing those up. Boy, I don't know if it was the margaritas or if it was just the emotions. I was crying for everybody that was coming by, because it was the human spirit prevailing. So many people were hurting, but because I was sitting right at mile 26. So, you know, you could crawl the point two at that point. And I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it right now, because it's just, it's something that sticks with you forever, whether it's a half, a 10K, a full 5K, whatever. You know, they can't take that experience away. And it was, I love seeing people finish marathons. It's so cool to me.
Yeah, it was awesome. They did such a good job.
I'm proud of them. All right. So let's talk about, you guys went over to, you spent some time obviously over at the studios. You mentioned Rise. You said, I guess the kind of, that's one of your favorite attractions if your husband's is Flight of Passage.
Yeah, it's Rise of Resistance is definitely my favorite now. I've always loved Star Wars and then just anything that's that immersive. I love how the staff is like in it. They're acting out everything, you know, you really believe they're there to keep you in prison. You know, it's pretty fun. And it blew me away. I've never experienced anything more complicated and realistic than that in a ride.
Yes. And it just, there's, and again, no spoilers. I know a lot of people haven't done this yet, but it's just so neat that you go from one super cool, like jaw-dropping experience, and all of a sudden, wham, you're like in a totally different environment, and it's another thing that's jaw-dropping, and then all of a sudden, you're in something totally different, and it's like something, oh wow, that's even cooler than the last, and I didn't think...
It's like an escape room, but you're not the one solving the puzzles.
Yeah, totally. And you're right, the cast members in there do a great job. Like this one lady, I was like... They're getting ready to put me in an interrogation room. I do not want that lady trying to interrogate me. I'm going to be like a Han Solo getting the zaps in the forehead or something before this is all over. I don't know how real I want it to be. You know, don't put me in that machine. I don't want to go there. So it's a lot of fun. So what else did you guys discover that maybe like stories with the family? Because when you have 12,
Right.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that's an opportunity that doesn't come around that much. So how did the touring go? What about meals? Any really good meals with everybody?
Yeah. I mean, it was really special with the little ones during the character dining. So we actually had two dinners that were character dining, and I just loved watching them meet their favorite characters. And kind of a funny story, the day we went to Magic Kingdom, one of my little cousins, she is convinced that Cinderella's castle is Elsa's castle. Like,
she's new school.
This is what our next generation is going to think, that this is Elsa's castle. So we've tried to teach her that it's Cinderella's castle, but there's no telling her it is Elsa's castle. So it is her first time at Disney. And so we walk in and we're on Main Street and she goes, Elsa's castle. And she's losing her mind. She's like holding her head because she's so overwhelmed and so excited. And she's just having a joyous breakdown because there's Elsa's castle.
You know what, though? To her defense, if you're down there at the Christmas time and the lights are still up at Marathon Weekend, I mean, Elsa comes out and Shazam, like, you know, puts the icicles on the cat. You would swear it's her. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's putting icicles on it. Why is that not her house?
You're right. And at the time, the icicles were still up because it was January. So to her credit, you know.
Yeah, Disney, you better be careful because, you know, what is it? You know, possessions, 90% of ownership. Like, she's squatting, you know, she's going to take it.
Yeah, Cinderella better watch herself.
It's so funny. Yeah, with kids that age, it is so fun just to kind of sit back and watch the reaction to things because, you know, best laid plans, you think, oh, here's the big thing the kids are going to remember. And it's usually not. It's usually some, you right. know, like plush they played with in the Emporium or swimming at the hotel, you know, nothing that you plan on. But you mentioned a couple character meals. Which ones you guys do?
We did Crystal Palace at Magic Kingdom, and that was great, meeting all the Winnie the Pooh characters, and it was special. My husband has a thing with his mom about Eeyore, so we got him a picture with Eeyore to send to his mom. And I mean, I love it. Like, even just the adults are having a great time. My brother loves Pooh, so he got his individual shot with Pooh with his Pooh fanny pack, and Pooh was trying to fit my brother's fanny pack around him, and it won't fit. So then Pooh's trying to do exercises, and you know, so that was great. We had a good time, and the food's pretty good. We like Crystal Palace, and it put us in a fun spot that time of night. Like, the last parade of the day was coming through, and just got to see all the lights come on, and
it's beautiful. Yeah. And you're right. The food's great. Yeah, I enjoy that. I've had it a couple times and I've really super expensive. That's why we don't go more. But yeah, it's a great place. I mean, you feel like you're definitely right there. It's almost even better than eating in the castle, which we've done a couple times, because you can see the castle. Like, when you're in the castle, it's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's gorgeous inside, but you can kind of see the castle, see, like you said, the motion, the everybody moving up and down the Magic Kingdom. I love Crystal Palace. Yeah. Shame it's closed right now, but
yeah,
it'll be open again. Oh, what was the other character meal you guys did?
It was the day we were at the studios, actually, and it wasn't planned. It was kind of a last minute thing that ended up happening. We realized that one of our toddlers still hadn't met Minnie Mouse. Oh. And if you go to the Silver City, I think it's called, it's near Echo Lake. They have a character meal there, and it's all the classics. You know, it's Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Daisy. The ones that we didn't manage to see when we were in Magic Kingdom. So that worked out really great because they got to see the characters they missed, and we had another buffet.
Yeah, hey, and you know what? That's Hollywood and Vine, I think, over there at the studios. And that's a great idea. If you ever, you know, you discover, oh my gosh, like, we haven't met this character, you got to eat anyway. And of course, character meals are a little bit more expensive, but I mean, you're killing two birds with one stone, and you get a better experience, you know, than just standing in line, running up there, getting a hug and a picture and move on, you know. And that's a good one. That's actually, you mentioned you did it day of. There's not a lot of character meals you can book day of, but that's one where you can get major characters a lot of times. Cause I mean, you were down there Marathon Weekend. That's a busy time. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was kind of surprising how not crowded that one was, and they just were able to take a group of 12 last minute. So
no kidding.
There you go. I think my favorite meal was Santuli Canteen.
Oh, and there you go. I love that.
That was my favorite meal of the trip. That place is amazing.
That is my favorite counter service right now. I will go to Animal Kingdom just to eat there.
I don't blame you. It was delicious and fresh and didn't make you feel like you needed a nap after.
Yeah, totally. I know. Yeah. What I do is I always have my wife get the, well, now the cheeseburger pods are back. They just came back last week.
I saw that.
So I'm excited for that because she would always get those and I would get the bowl, like the, basically the chicken and rice bowl. And then we'd split it and we'd each get, you know, a little of each because we like both. And yeah, you have, it's good stuff. And like I said, Pandora is just a cool place to be. Did you guys get to stay there at night in the dark?
Yes. Yeah. We went back after dinner that night and, just walked around and hung out when it was all lit up and just, it was beautiful. Loved it at night.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this, okay, because we're getting towards the end of the show here. One of the things you need to do, especially when you have a group and you've gone through a race weekend, you have your bling, you have your medals. So did you guys have any opportunity to kind of all get together and get a group shot with your medals, or did you take one with your husband in front of the castle, or I hope you got some images with your medals. I don't know.
Well, we didn't get a group shot of everybody with their medals, but I think each of our like groupings for each specific race managed to get one because they have the photo pass. You know, when you finish the race, there's a lot of photo pass stations right there, right after you get your medals. So we got those and we made sure, because Animal Kingdom Day was the marathon day, so we made sure that my cousin's wife and my brother got a picture in Animal Kingdom with their medals.
Nice.
So cool. But I don't think we ever got one all together with all of the different ones.
Oh my
we
gosh. Should have. Next time. You got to make sure it
Next
happens.
Time.
And that's the thing. Yeah, carry them with, even if you're not wearing them, just keep them in the bag or something. So, because you never know when
right.
everybody gets together and they're fun. So as we wrap this up, you guys got to do your first half, you know, Run Disney half with your husband. You had folks doing the 10K, folks doing the full. What, like, when you look back on this weekend, are you looking to do it again? Would you like to do another big group race weekend again? Would you rather just do theme parks at a different time of the year? What'd you learn from this weekend?
I mean, I think everybody, even if you're just kind of a runner, do it once at least, because it's a really unique experience. I would say for me personally, I think if I do it again, I would do maybe like a 10K, because I'm more of a theme park person than I am a run person. I want a little more time to just enjoy the parks because it is more of a time commitment and, you know, you're seeing things, but you're not doing all the things and you have to go to bed earlier, you know, all that. So just have to keep that in mind. I think if I did one again, I'd probably do a 10K and have a little bit more energy for the rest of the trip.
Yeah, you know, a 10K is it's the perfect distance because it doesn't require so much training on the front end, you know, to get ready for, you know, 6 miles as opposed to 13. And like you said, you can be done in 2 hours. You still have that day in front of you. Then you got, you know, if you're there for marathon weekend, Saturday and Sunday, you can go and not have to be stressed out. You know, it's fun, but then it's over, you know.
Yeah. Right. And those of us who were still standing the very last night made it to Trader Sam's. And I have to show this off, Mike, because I know some people are going to laugh at me. It's just a piece of plastic, but I got a black pearl on my very first drink I ever got at Trader Sam's.
I got my Uh-oh-a.
Uh-oh-a, that's awesome.
With a Mickey straw in it. I probably should take that out because that's Mallory's. I don't know how that ended up in there. I shouldn't drink that. Yeah.
Be careful. Yeah.
So what'd you think? So the whole group go to Trader Sam's, you said?
No, just the few that were still standing because everybody's so tired.
So what, I think that's one of the coolest things at what, so, you know, sometimes it takes a lot of effort to get there. You guys were at the Poly, so that helped. But I mean, that place is a hoot. That place cracks
me up. It is hilarious. I got so many hilarious videos of my dad that I'm just going to keep forever, maybe use as blackmail. We'll see. He was in one of those bar stools that like lowers and he didn't realize it until he was like all the way down. And I was like, Dad, do you realize like you're almost on the ground? And he's like, what? He's like looking up at the bar. Oh, yeah. Anyways, he's a great sport. He's the best. My dad's a lot of fun. So he just laughed about it and played some maracas and they lifted him back up. But
yeah, I remember because we were there with, I was there with Pam Forrester and her, I think Ricky was there because she ordered water. of course, she wasn't drinking. And so it was Scott and everybody. So we're in there, you know, it was just open. I hadn't heard anything about it. And we were sitting there having like some little taco appetizers and a couple drinks. And I was like, I told Scott, I said, I think this chair is going down. He's like, whatever. It's you. He's like, how many have you had? I'm like, I just had this one. I mean, they're expensive. I'm like, I think this chair's moving. And we're like, yeah, it did. We didn't know it did. But yeah, it's one of those things that
I love it.
I love the discovery of the place.
I think scope out who's going to be a good sport about it or something, because I'm like, how? Of course my dad got picked.
Yes, yes. That's so, and that's Disney at its best, honestly, because it's just like, you know, I can't go anywhere here in St. Louis and go to a Trader Sam's type environment. You know, it's good drinks, good friends, good fun, and a great atmosphere. Exactly. You know, the bartenders get into it. Yeah, totally fun. I'd love to work at a place like that. I mean, I think I'd be a...
I could see you doing that. Yeah.
There's a lot of jobs I'd like to have. That'd be kind of fun. Like, oh, no.
You're just going to memorize all the gimmicks?
Exactly. Get the scuba gear on and all that stuff for the Nautilus. Yes. Okay, so we're wrapping up here, but any final, like, memories or lessons to be learned? You gave quite a few already, but you know what, maybe one more story that stood out from a ride you guys went on or a show or a dinner even or anything like that.
There is something really special about getting to go on Seven Dwarves at night. That was really neat. We squeezed in one more ride on it after our character dinner before the fireworks, and just loved that. It was really neat getting to do that, like with my husband and my parents, and it was just felt like my childhood and my new life all coming full circle.
That's so cool.
So
that's fun. So now is your husband now a convert? Is he ready to go back?
Oh yeah, he loved it. He's about it. I don't know if he's quite at the level of my fandom, but he's super fun and supportive, and he gets into it too. So
yeah, it sounds like my wife. You know, she loves the vacations. She could care less about the planning, she could care less about the podcast, she could care less about the blogs, but she's like, when are we going? And she enjoys every minute of it. You know, it's vacation, but yeah, she's not into all this. So I yeah. Not everybody.
I was surprised though. There are some days that I was like chasing him, trying to keep up with him, getting to stuff. So he got into it too.
Oh man, that's so cool to hear. And I'm glad you got to have so much fun with your family, because really when you get to go down with family, that's such a special time, because you'll talk about that 5 years from now at, you know, Thanksgiving and, you know, hey, remember the time we ran that 10K or that half marathon? That is so cool. So Amber, I appreciate taking the time out of your night to talk with us, and hope to catch you at a Run Disney event soon, because I know that there will be more races. God willing, let's hope that they go on here soon. And, you know, we have new tips for the crowds. We'll make it a little easier next time.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Mike. This was a blast, and looking forward to maybe seeing you at Disney in the future.
Absolutely. All right. Don't forget, three ways to support the show. Book your next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. While you're there, fill out that free no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. And if you mention the show, it's going to be me. That kind of sounded like NSYNC, but it is going to be me if you mention the show. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. You can also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and it does help support the show. So please bookmark it and use it often, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, you can become a patron of the show. We get a... You know, we take polls over there. We have photos from days gone by. This past week, we were talking about the podcast cruise from 2019. All the pictures, not just the stuff I put on social media. You got to see the real, you know, I mean, it wasn't that exciting, but I mean, all kinds of sunrise pictures that I took off the ship, running the Deck 4 running track. I know that's real exciting, but hey, there's a few runners I'm sure listening today. It was kind of fun. Just a lot of ways to kind of keep you in touch with the Be Our Guest podcast a little more, and Patreon does help keep us going here in the times where travel is a bit slow. So become a patron today over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Follow us on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we're going to get out of here, and we'll be back again together on Wednesday, where, of course, we answer your listener questions. So for Amber, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.